Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Description of Purgatory. October 17th, 1943. I want to explain what purgatory consists of. The souls immersed in this flame only suffer for love. When they present themselves to God at the moment of death, they are clothed with light, but they are not worthy of entering directly into the kingdom of light. For them, this moment is a brief, anticipated happiness that assures them of their salvation and shows them what the eternity will be. But it also gives them the full consciousness of what they did to their soul, frustrating it by virtue of divine justice, of years of blessed possession by God. At this time, they are immersed in the place of purgation and are clothed with the purifying flames. In this, who speak of purgatory are right, but they stop having it when they want to define what those flames are. They are a brazier of love. They purify souls by igniting them with love. The flames do it so that the soul is liberated and the soul can unite with the love of heaven when it reaches the love that was not reached on earth. Everything revolves around love, except for the true dead. I speak of the damned. For these dead, even love is dead. Loving in purgatory, you conquer the heaven that you did not know how to deserve during your life. And loving in paradise, you will make heaven rejoice. When a soul is in purgatory, it does nothing but love, reflect, and repent in the light of love that those flames lit for the soul. Also, those flames hide God from him, and that is his torment. The soul remembers the vision of God that it had at the moment of its particular judgment. He carries that memory with him, and the mere fact of having seen God is a joy that surpasses all creation. The soul sighs for that joy. The memory of God and that ray of light that clothed her when she appeared before him make her see with all clarity her faults against the good. What constitutes the purgative penalty is this vision that deprives her of God for years or centuries. The torment of purgatory is the certainty of having offended love, and it purifies itself by the power of love. It accelerates its resurrection to love, its conquest of love. When this repair is completed, the soul reaches the perfection of love and is admitted to the city of God. You have to pray a lot for those souls. Your prayers reinforce the purifying fire of love and increase its ardor. Accelerate the purging process. In addition, with these prayers, a renewal of charity is received. Charity of God that thanks you for your cooperation. Charity of those who suffer, and thank you for your efforts to introduce them into the joy of God. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother.